I want to get to some news regarding something we've talked about frequently over the past year or so here on Issues and Ideas. New Jersey's right to die law. We actually started talking about it before it became a law when it was pending legislation, but it did eventually become a law. And so far, at least 12 terminally ill New Jerseyans have ended their lives under this law. It's been a year now since it went into effect. And this number comes from the period between August 1st, 2019 and December 31st. They were between the ages of 50 and 93, 6 were men, 6 were women, 7 suffered from cancer, state's second most common cause of death behind heart disease. Of the 12, 10 died at home, 1 in a nursing home, and 1 in someone else's home. This had been known as the Medical Aid in Dying for the Terminally Ill Act. And just to give you some of the details, it allows people with 6 months or less to live to obtain a prescription for life-ending medication, protects doctors and pharmacists who prescribe the medication from criminal charges, and puts into play a framework to protect abuse of this whole idea. 2 doctors have to confirm the terminal diagnosis, and patients have to request the medication, which they give to themselves, and they have to make that request twice verbally and once in writing. Those verbal requests, they have to be made 15 days apart. We have 42 medical centers, hospitals, and hospices in the state who are taking part in this policy. I know this does create the area of conflict between faith and fairness, especially when you look at those details as I described to you. But for some people, it provides a conclusion on their own control, as opposed to surrendering completely to whatever terminal disease they have,